Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Osiris.
Welcome to another episode of Goose Chicks Podcast. I am producer and co-host Leslie Mack, and this is an all-women-led show focused mostly on the band Goose, the community that supports them, and all genres of live music. We are so excited to talk with all of you this evening. We have been cooking up tonight's show for the better part of this year, being frank and honest, and we're going to be talking about a new special program we're going to be running at the end of this year. I'm going to bring the girls on. Here comes Chelsea and Hannah and Lex. Hey, everybody. How are you?
Hey.
Good.
So good to see y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I've been like effervescing all week just waiting for this show. I feel like we've been, this is like one of the first ideas we started talking about way back when we sat down to talk about the show and what we thought could be possible and things we wanted to do, and seeing it come to fruition is very exciting. So I'm psyched. I don't know about y'all.
I'm super pumped. I know it looks like I'm looking down. I'm not excited, but I will be. Yes, I'm really excited about tonight. Super pumped.
Yeah, this is going to be great. We've been talking about it forever. So
yeah.
Yay.
You'll note there's a new logo in the top of the screen here called Top of the Flock. And that's what we're here to talk about, which is Top of the Flock. We have a very, very special guest who's going to be joining us tonight and throughout all of things Top of the Flock. It is Michael Basie. You've seen him here on the show before. Michael grew up in southeastern Michigan. He's currently a resident of Portland, Oregon. He's a contributor at WTED Goose Radio. And he firmly believes that our job on earth is to make people better. Welcome to the show, Michael. How are you?
Oh, I'm so much better now that I get to hang out with you awesome ladies.
Yes, we are so excited. We're so excited to have you. I'll have you all know, we started putting this idea together and we're going to get to it in a second. And the first person that I knew we needed to have on board to support us was Michael's. And we were really excited and really lucky that he said yes immediately. So thank you for saying yes, Michael. We're so happy that you're with us. So I guess we should just start with like, what the heck is Top of the Flock? What is it? So we, as Goose Chicks Podcast, we are going to be embarking on an exploration of the 2023 year of Goose. And we're going to be doing it in a really specific way, and we're going to need your help, quite frankly. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be comparing performances of specific songs. This is a very fun endeavor. We really want to have a lot of fun, allow us to do a deep dive into specific songs and compare them to each other. As we know, so many amazing versions of all these Goose songs that we get to hear all year long. And our goal is to to come together, listen to some great music, and really take deep dives into the amazing world of Goose, the musical world of Goose, which is something we do a lot on this show. And so we're just formalizing it and making it into a little fun thing. I wanted to just talk with everybody here, just like, why did you think we decided to do this? Chelsea, I want to start with you. Like, what was, when we first started talking about it, what did you think about it?
Well, I think when you first mentioned, or it came up kind of organically, and about when we're talking about different versions of songs, because, you know, everyone does this where it's like, did you listen to this version of Animal? How about this one? How about this one? And so then it came up, I think you had the idea of like, hey, we should vote on that or something. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. So I think it's something naturally that we kind of do already, but hasn't been like formalized. And this would be just like a cool way to do that.
Yeah. How about you, Hannah? Oh, we can't hear you, Hannah. Can y'all hear? I can't. No. Lex, you go ahead.
I can't. She might be frozen right now because I don't even see her like moving. Oh, there's Hannah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Oh, okay.
Perfect. I'm having tech issues tonight because of computer world issues, but for me, people talk about why a particular version of a song is their favorite for different reasons. And so Top of the Flock opens up that conversation to talk about, like, why is, you know, this date for you the best jam or whatever, in a little bit different way than maybe other shows are talking about it. So that's really exciting for me.
Cool. Lex, what about you? What do you think? Why are we doing this?
So I'm really pumped about it because same thing, like, you know, songs differ and it goes through, but it was really hard, like, voting on other, like, I just want it, you know, I want everyone to be able to be involved all the way around. And I think it's going to be able to vote on, like, Facebook and the different platforms and not just, you know, one platform. And so I'm super pumped about every single, the different, you know, the different things, they're interesting and it being, you know, and to be able to have one just like freaking long playlist, you know, when people say, hey, you know, tell me about Goose that we have at the end of the year. We're like, here you go. It's like a golden platform to the year of 2023. Here's your 2023 golden platform of all the best songs, you know. So it's an easy converter, in my opinion.
That is our ultimate goal, everyone listening, is to, the goal is to crowdsource a best of playlist to represent the amazing 2023 and Goose performances. I mean, we may do this again next year, who knows? But I know for this year, it was really important. We thought it would be really fun and really engaging and really allow us, like I said, to take a deep dive into these songs. Michael, when I first talked to you about this, what did you think?
You know, I thought a lot of what has already been said, and that's, you know, talking with other people about their favorite versions of songs, right? Like, I listen to all of the Goose, and I listen to all of the Goose more than once, but my brain like hyper focuses on like a certain one of each song. And having that conversation just like opens my mind to more Goose that I found to love, you know? And I just actually experienced this today. I was listening to WTED and chatting with some friends, and I realized that a Redbird that we listened to today was actually my favorite Redbird that I've listened to a couple other versions from this year, like way more. And I just found out that there's a different one that's my favorite. So I like having those conversations.
Kevin, talking about Spack Empress, perfect example. It's like there's a song that will always stick out for you. Like, you know, that's the one that will stick out for you. People are talking about the Philly Echo this year, like so many different songs. And I think it'll be fun to compare them and maybe some, you know, sleeper versions that maybe we haven't listened to that often. It hasn't gotten a lot of play, that we'll be able to really see them kind of on an even playing field and listen to them all together and have a real exploration of the different ways this song interprets music, which is such a key part of why we all love Goose so much. And I really wanted to like lean into that aspect of being a Goose fan, which is that, you know, the beauty is I don't care. They could literally play the same set. They don't, but they could play the same set, you know, 10 times in a row, and it still wouldn't be the same show. And so just honoring that commitment they made to the music and really being in the moment and what improvisational jam music is about. So I'm really excited for us to be able to do this all together and involve more people. Go ahead, Lex.
Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm really excited too. And like you just put Kevin up talking about the SPAC Empress. Like, I want to hear every reason he loves the SPAC Empress, but I want to also tell him why I love Eugene Empress way more.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I love
having those conversations.
Big conversation starter, definitely. And Kevin's definitely the person to do that with. Y'all be like close friends. I can already tell, I know both of y'all, and both of y'all are amazing. So I'm also excited because didn't we decide to have like a little like side piece of like, you know, the songs, like the cover songs or.
Yeah,
like
we're going to get to that. Songs. Don't spill everything yet, Lex. We're going to get to it. I want to circle back and talk a little bit about Michael's role in Top of the Flock. Because one of the things I noted immediately after we decided we wanted to do this was that I am not a numbers person. I don't do stats. I'm not good at tracking those kinds of things. I have lots of things to say and I have a lot of opinions, but that is not my strong suit. And so I dialed up Basie really as a like, we need somebody to write this ship and kind of keep us on track. So Michael, talk a little about what you've already done in preparation for this announcement and what we're going to be doing and kind of the role you're going to be playing in this whole process.
Yeah, absolutely. And Leslie can attest, we had that conversation and I think I had a spreadsheet in her inbox in like 4 hours later.
I don't even think it was 4 hours, Michael. I think it was like two
hours. I don't even think it was four hours.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's my role is like, you know, these awesome people, you awesome people know how much I love numbers and data. You know, I work in forecasting and planning. I'm finishing a degree in quantitative economics. And I also spend an exorbitant amount of time listening to Goose and talking about Goose and thinking about Goose. So any reason that I have to like keep another spreadsheet of numbers about this band is very, very welcome in my world. And so let's talk a little bit about those numbers and how a song is going to qualify for Top of the Flock. And, you know, qualification is just a numbers game. We kind of landed on once a song has been played at 15% of Goose's live performances for the calendar year, it's going to qualify for Top of the Flock. And so that being said, you know, there's already some songs that have been played at 15% of shows, even if they were not played at all for the rest of this calendar year. So, you know, Goose Chicks Pod and myself just keeping an eye and crunching the numbers after every show for Fall Tour and Goosemas. And as soon as a song reaches that 15% of shows played at threshold, it's going to be announced as a Top of the Flock candidate or Top of the Flock entry. So yeah, that's kind of my role. I get to analyze the show numbers every day and put them on my spreadsheets and tell people what's going on.
And we cannot thank you enough for that.
We can't, like I said, numbers are not my thing. And Michael literally had a spreadsheet immediately. We had a lot of conversation about where to kind of set the line. We had it higher, we had it lower. And just based on the numbers as they look so far this year, I think we hit the right spot at 15%. I think it's going to be an amazing, robust playlist and a robust conversation that we got to have with everyone. And we have some extras we're going to throw in because we recognize that just going off numbers alone would not give us a full picture of the year that is Goose. So we're going to get to that in a minute. I wanted to throw it to Hannah to talk about how people will be able to listen and some things we're going to be making available to all of y'all.
So real talk right now, I start classes tomorrow and my tech world is totally fucked up. I am on my phone and cannot access everything I'm supposed to say. And I actually did look at all of our notes, but my brain is fried right now because none of my days this week have gone the way they're supposed to. So I'm going to ask someone else to take over. I apologize, y'all.
No apologies necessary. You're human. We love that here. Why don't you go ahead?
Thank you. Can I say one thing real quick, though?
Yeah, please.
One of the things that really drew me to our process, it wasn't just how we're making determinations about what's going to be considered or how we're discussing the best or whatever you want to call it, but it's how accessible it is because we're not just using one single platform. Like, there's different ways people can be involved. And to me, it just feels like a more accessible way to have these conversations about what is our favorite jam.
That's what I was meaning earlier about like the different platforms and being able to bring it together, because I cannot keep up, like, seriously, between I didn't even know that there was an El Goose on Twitter or not Twitter on Instagram until the other day. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so much work to keep up with, like, of how many places that there are to go. And so I think it's awesome to be able to combine them all together and to be able to get everyone's opinion on it. And that's my, like, favorite part of it, is just being able to bring all of that together. And Bastie is helping us to do that, even though he is not on social media. You cannot find this cool guy. You just gotta, you know, meet him in the wild.
You know, he says that, but then I'll post something and he'll just pop up like, oh yeah, I saw that. So I just want to say that we won't be giving any, you know, accounts to follow when it comes to Basie. He will have access to our accounts who will be posting things, but he's out here watching. So I just want to mention that as well.
Yeah. I have a Twitter read only out there, but, I'm really excited. You know, when you guys were talking about the voting, you know, and it's going to be via goosechickspod.com, and there's going to be easy to click and listen links for each version of the qualifying songs. And then you're going to vote on your favorite version. And a cool thing that I liked when we were talking about this is that, like, I'm going to go on there and I'm going to see, say, Redbird, and I'm going to see every single Redbird that's been played all year. And you can choose whichever one you want, because, like, all of them. So there's not going to be any exclusion to, like, what is your favorite, because my favorite is different than your favorite. And sometimes if I look at a list and my personal favorite's not on there, I get a little bit heated about it. And so I'm glad that, you know, my favorite's going to be on every list I look at.
No Redbird will be left behind. No.
Nobody can put Baby in the corner.
That's right. So yeah, we're going to have a web page on our site that we'll just be able to go to. There'll be a different web page for each song. Everyone will be able to listen right there and also be able to vote really easily. We're also going to do some online listening parties, which I think is going to be really fun, where we'll listen to, you know, quite a few versions of different songs as they start to qualify. And we're really excited about that. So,
and real quick, we're going to do that through WTED Radio. So stay tuned.
Oh yeah, that's another
announcements about that.
It's very exciting, y'all. The girls don't even know Michael, so we just
talk. Can I? Like, yeah. So I don't know how much we're going to talk about that, but I would love to hear more about it, because when I first saw y'all talking about it, I'm like texting my best friend, like, what is this? Have you heard about this? Like, so are we talking about what that is a little bit more on today's?
Yeah, Michael, maybe
I'll talk about it. Yeah, I'll talk about it real briefly, but we literally just, like, had this conversation like 5 minutes before the show. WTED Goose Radio. You can find it at WTEDradio.com. It's all Goose all the time, streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all Goose. And so right now the program schedule in the morning time, we get a jam session, which is a collection of all Jam of the Year candidates for the past 4 years. There's it's on the screen right now. We have a request hour, and so you can go to WTED Goose Radio, and if you scroll down, you can request any song that you want from the entire catalog. I have the most fun listening to Request Hour. There's a WTED chat at community.wisterialane.org. In the afternoons, we have a full show with commentary. Sometimes it's, you know, the anniversary of a show. Sometimes it's a throwback show. It's whatever it wants to be. And then just some more random shows at night.
That's so cool.
WTED's awesome. There's a lot of exclusive St. John's Revival on there. There's a lot of great blue that I haven't heard on there. So there's some really cool stuff going on. So yeah, everybody tune in.
Wow. So exciting.
How did I not know about this? Oh, is it new? Like, when did this start?
It launched about a month and a half ago. Have you ever read the Goose 101 written by Wisteria Lane, the blog, the Goose 101 blog?
Mm-mm. I've read it.
So it's being ran by my friend Kyle that wrote those. So yeah, it's fantastic. It's making my life better. So
It's very cool. They do like a Rabolo breakfast with a Rabolo on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. It's every Sunday morning, tune in Breakfast with a Rabolo. The Goose Band Memes guys host it. And we play in a Rabolo set every Sunday morning. It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
It's very cool. And yes,
that's amazing. Heck yeah.
On top of the flock, which is very exciting. So
life just made 10 times better. Thank you, Basty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get into a little bit of timing. I just want to run down things just so people are aware. And if they go back and listen, they'll know what's going on. So we will have our final songs announced by December 15th. As y'all know, we will get our last Goose shows at Goosemas this year. We don't have a New Year's show. And so we'll determine how long the voting period will be for each song by December 15th. And that'll be obviously based on the number of qualifying songs. We don't want this dragging into the second quarter of 2024. So we'll kind of base how long we'll have to spend on each song and how long people will have to vote based on the number of qualifying. And so that's what'll happen. We'll start the official voting January 2nd. And you'll be able to, as I said, go to the goosechickspod.com website, but make sure you follow us on all socials because that's where you'll get the most recent up-to-date information. We'll have the end of all of the voting on March 4th. And the unveiling of the actual playlist itself will be March 15th. We'll definitely be doing a big splashy listening party for that occasion. And then we have some additional categories, which I think is going to be really fun. And kind of, as I said, we really wanted to make sure that we, didn't leave out any portion of, of y'all can see that. Let's make sure. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Cool. We wanted to make sure that we didn't leave out any part of the Goose experience as we all get to experience it throughout the year. So we're going to start with, in addition to the songs that will automatically qualify based on Basie's amazing numbers and that 15% threshold. But we know there's going to be some amazing songs, some amazing jams that will not make that cut because, Goose can play whatever they want at any point. So up to them. And so the first additional category we're calling the best of the rest. And I'm going to throw it to Michael to talk about that one.
Yeah. And so like Leslie said, we're likely to end up with some monster songs that don't reach that 15% threshold, like, I don't know, Factory Fiction, El Meg the Wise. And that doesn't mean that we don't want to include those, right? And so from December 15th through January 1st of this year, we're going to need you to pick your top three choices of songs that didn't qualify for the normal top of the flock process. And then those will just get added in. And then on January 2nd, when you go to vote for top of the flock, those best of the rest will be added in. And, this whole process being driven by fans and by you means that we'll continue to listen to you, right? So like right now, maybe we'll put three best of the rest, but let's say the fourth top vote getter and best of the rest is only a few votes behind number three. Well, of course, we're going to include that fourth one, right? We're not just going to leave it out because it got voted 50 times instead of 51 or something. So yeah, best of the rest is a good way to encompass things that didn't meet our threshold that we established earlier.
Awesome. The next additional category we have, I'm going to throw it to Chelsea, is Rare Air. Chelsea.
Yeah, so there's also going to be songs that were only played maybe once, twice or three times the entire year. And so you will be able to vote for one of those as a single voting option to add to the playlist as well. So I think I mentioned that this was something I wanted to make sure we included because I was like, but there's always that dope song that was only played once. And so I'll make sure that those are included as well.
And last but absolutely not least, as y'all know, we have Covered and Feathered, which is our option and our ability to pick the best cover that we had. Michael, how's that one going to work?
So the variable for Covered and Feathered is we're going to have you choose your top three covers via a voting process. And those top covers will get added to the official top of the flock vote. And this is also going to be driven by you in the sense that the number of covers added to the final top of the flock list will be determined by some other kind of metric, right? So we want you to go on, we want you to pick your top three covers. But let's say out of all those votes, we have five or six covers that all got voted on more than 10% of the time. Well, those are the ones that are going to be included. So yeah, looking forward to that. And just working with this as it goes. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think that's really important to know. Like, one of the things we really wanted to make sure was that, again, if our goal is to make the ultimate 2023 Goose playlist, that we can't leave any corner of Goose music dumb to the side. We have to make sure that everything's represented, that we're all able to talk about whatever moved us. And if it was a cover, then we want to make sure that cover is on the playlist. And if it was a song that only got played two times, then it should be there too, because it moved a lot of people. And so we want to make sure that all of us and all of you listening are able to, you know, get your faves in, make sure that you... that this is a true representation of Goose for this year. I'm so excited. Already we've had so much amazing music. We don't even have fall tour. We've got Europe. We've got Goosemas. I mean, there's going to be so much more amazing music to come. So just thinking about it and having looked at the numbers on the back end, it's going to be a really, really fun time for all of us. And again, just an excuse to listen to more and more and more Goose. And I know for me, it'll be an excuse to stop listening to Night 2 of Louisville all the time. Because that's just my, like, I don't know, it's like a comfort. You know, you have comfort shows. That's like my comfort show. Like, when I don't know what to listen to, that's what I just put on. So it'll be really fun to have a reason to break out of that box and listen to some different stuff. And also, I think we'll hear things differently as we start to compare them, like how the jams line up, how they enter and exit the jam, like how do they close out the song, what's the intro look like. I've been noticing that a lot. Intros have really been different on different shows, and that's been really something I've been paying attention to. So many aspects of this, and we're going to talk a lot more about that. Well, we couldn't, have this show tonight without, as Michael said, some songs have already qualified. So we're going to announce two of them tonight. Oops. The first one is Hot Tea. Hot Tea has already qualified and is Top of the Flock certified. So all of you out there, come January, you will have all the Hot Teas to listen to and to vote on. Very exciting. About Hot Tea. I love Hot Tea. It's such a great song, and they have played it quite a lot this year, obviously, since it already made the cut. Let's see. I think I might have one to play. So let's see here. Hot tea in the kitchen. Amazing, great song. That was, of course, Days Between Fest Night 1 with special guests Neil Francis and the horn section from, who was the horn section from? Now I'm blanking on that.
They're just called the horn section, I think.
I want to say something about that Hot Tea, right? So I had evening class on the day of that show, and I was like texting with Drew all day because Drew and Leslie were there. And I had my break in the middle of class, and I like ran outside and I turned on Nugs, like, and got to see that Hot Tea and then go back to class. So it's like, even though I knew I was going to like listen to it the next day or could like rewatch the stream, it's still like special to me because it was perfectly aligned that I got to see it. So
I love it.
That's awesome. How cool would it be if your professor listened to Goose?
That would be super cool.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Nudge, nudge. Yeah, I know. Yeah. We haven't spent spraying the goose bowl. I mean, we've infiltrated our dentist's office so far here, and we're making our way around. In fact, we brought our dental hygienist with us to the Eggie show the other night, which is really funny. Yes, yes, more people.
That show's fire.
It was so good, y'all. If you're out there and you haven't seen Eggie live, they're on tour right now, please go see them. Go
see them. They just announced another tour with Daniel Donato. So there's lots of good news coming out today.
So much. I think when Hannah and I were on with Sarah J from Dropped Among Us podcast, who it's an Umphrey's McGee podcast, that we were talking about this like jamassance and how like there's so many amazing bands out right now. They're all touring. They're all out there. And it's just, for us, it's like catnip. I don't know about y'all. Just Harrison of riches of shows we get to go see. Yeah, it's really amazing. All right. So the next song that made the list already. Let's see.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's one more.
I think I know what it is.
It's Arrow. Has also officially made the list. Arrow is on the list. And so you will also get to do a deep dive on all the Arrows, all the ones that have played so far this year and all the ones yet to be played between the now and the end of the year. And I just want to say these two songs, if they don't play them once the rest of the whole year, they still meet the 15% threshold, which is why we're able to announce them now. Shout out to Michael for literally, I'm like, are there any we can announce now? And he was like, and then there was a second spreadsheet that let me know, yep, these are the ones that call. very exciting. And so let's listen to a little Arrow. How about that?
Just makes me wonder, like, what, you know, they're since they're off right now, and it just makes me wonder, like, what their brains are just like cooking up, you know, and like just they're, you know, just gonna come out just mind blowing everyone and stuff.
It's true. I don't know what to say. Also, the Empress is sick. That whole show is sick. The Empress is sick. But you know, it'll be fun to stack it up and listen to it with all the other Empresses, because you know, we've gotten some really interesting, some really cool ones. Already, yeah, it's we've got the Humphrey McGee sit in with Jaqen, at Levitate. I mean, there's so many amazing empresses that I could just like think off the top of my head. So it's going to be a good one, talking about that song. Yes. All right. Final thoughts. Why are y'all excited about Top of the Flock? And what are you excited about when it comes to Top of the Flock? I will start with you, Hannah.
I think I'm most excited to nerd out about Goose because we don't get a chance. Like, I have friends in my everyday life who are Goose fans, but maybe not on that nerdiness level. So it's just a chance to have like a place, a way to hold space for that. And then it also is getting me geared up for Europe tour and some of the other special things that are coming up. And also, like, I don't know. I'm from the Midwest. I like to be like, I like to win, or like I'm competitive, whatever. And so, like, I feel like the way that we've designed everything really lends itself to like knowing about like Goose Trivia and the Goose Trivia Facebook page. So I'm just like, I'm all winning some trivia.
Yes, well, definitely.
Because Tyler always does so much better at Goose Trivia than me, and I just want to beat.
Hannah's whole mission to beat Tyler at this.
I don't think he's listening. So yes, that's my whole mission. Yes.
Even if he is, we're coming for you, Tyler. Either way. Chelsea, how about you?
Well, I'm excited for the playlist and to have something like tangible just to listen to. Aspect that I think is really cool is that you can kind of judge it based on whatever you want. So it doesn't have to be judged necessarily on a jam. It could be just like you like the intro, or you like that they gave it this different funk that time, or you like that they kept it short, or you know, whatever it was. So I like that it kind of gives people different avenues to talk about things they like about shows, like Michael was saying, but like, and also say, I like this the best because this, and I don't really care about the jam piece or whatever it was. So giving people room to do that.
Yeah, because it's like we all experience the music differently and it hits us differently at different times. Lex, how about you?
I am just super excited about the end result of it and having just like that whole, just the best songs or what people feel are the best songs of the year, and giving, you know, being able to give that to people, like, you know, to people who are wondering about Goose, you know, like check out this jam, and being able to do that, because that's the question that you were asked the most, like, what do you think? And I, in my head, like, or actually I have like a spreadsheet of like, well, do you like funky? What type of music do you like? And, you know, so I think this will be awesome to hear everyone's thoughts and also be able to put that down in it and have that in there. So, you know, if people like funky and the different types. So it'll be really cool to see what everyone chooses.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I think it's going to spur so many great conversations. And like I said, I think it's going to be just great for me to just have time to spend talking about Arrow, talking about Hot Tea, really focused and studying them. To me, Goose warrant studying, and it's going to be, this is just a fun way to do it all together at the same time. And so I'm excited for that aspect of it. How about you, Michael?
The thing I'm most excited about is more time I get to spend with Goose Chicks podcast. But aside from that, I'm just most excited because of all the current music, I like Goose the most, and I like spending my time with Goose, and I like spending talking about Goose and listening to Goose. So yeah, very excited to have more reason to listen to Goose. You all know me, like, if my brain doesn't have something to do, I'm good at fucking my life up. So like, if I just keep on Goose, then I'm going good.
There you go. Well, we're not going to hold y'all any longer. Thank you for listening. If you're listening live, if you're listening in replay, you'll hear lots more about this coming from us and from Osiris and from WTED. We're so excited to be working with them as well to just delve deep into all of these amazing songs from 2023. Be sure to follow us on socials. You can check us out on everywhere at Goose Chicks Pod for updates and for more. And I think we have something else coming up, don't we? Chelsea, you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so this week on Thursday, the 24th, we're going to be going live with my friend, the band, The Textures, and that'll be at 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's 6 p.m. Central if you're in the Quad Cities like me. And yeah, I'm really excited to talk to them for our Gonna Turn It Up Some series because I see them play live all the time. And they're amazing. So, and good people. So everyone tune into that.
That's going to be fun. I've been loving the Gonna Turn It Up Some series, y'all. It's been such a great experience talking to all these bands. Chelsea's going to be interviewing Dogs in a Pile in the next couple of weeks, which is exciting. So be on the lookout for that. Also, Kendall Street Company is going to be coming on and talking with us about their music. They're also on tour right now. Great band out of Virginia. So yeah, we've got some great stuff coming up. So I just say that to say we absolutely adore Goose. And the great thing about Goose is how much love they show to other bands. And so we extend that into our show and we love to show other bands a good time and introduce you to them because they're fantastic. So yes, The Textures this Thursday, 7 p.m. right here, wherever you're listening and watching this. Final words from everyone before we close out. Any last things you want to share with the people?
Have a great night. Yeah. So thanks everyone for joining us. Be kind to each other and remember to keep it TED.
Bye everybody.
Bye. Bye everyone.
Osiris.
Hey, this is Chris Swinney, formerly of the Ataris and currently host of That One Time on Tour, part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Have you ever wondered what it's really like on the road? The highs can be euphoric, but the lows can be crushing. Join me every week as I chat with industry pros about what it's like living out their wildest dream and, in some cases, their worst nightmare. Past guests of the show include members of NoFX, Pennywise, Bad Religion, and more. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app
and subscribe now.